Well, good morning. Look at the calendar, my friends. December the 23rd. It's so hard to believe. It's almost here. I'm Mark Sorensen. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Today, we're going to sing verse number 5 of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. So get ready for that. Today, we're going to read from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. So hear the scripture. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Consider this. His name was Philip Brooks. Brooks was a pastor of a small community church, and he had hit a wall, exhausted and spent emotionally and mentally from the day-to-day operation. Sadly, he found himself in a familiar place that many in ministry can easily come to. It is a place of burnout. He just didn't have much left in the tank to give. So he went to the leadership of his church and he asked for some time off. And he inquired about the possibility of taking an extended sabbatical. So the leadership of his church approved, and when Brooks was asked where he'd like to go, what he'd like to do, he threw out the idea of a dream, visiting the Holy Land. So he booked a trip, and off he went on his adventure. Now, again, as I've said, I've been to the Holy Land several times, but somehow, Brooks was able to book something that I have yet to do. He rode a horse from Jerusalem to Bethlehem on Christmas Eve. How cool is that? And to make matters even sweeter, he arrived at the Church of the Nativity just in time for Christmas Eve services. It's said that after the service had ended, which was said to have been 5 hours long, how's that for a Christmas Eve service? He walked out of the church at the midnight hour on Christmas Day, and suddenly he became so overwhelmed by the beauty of the Christmas story that he just fell apart. He had read and preached the Christmas story so many times before. However, on this particular night, the Christmas story read and preached the glory of the gospel to him. Brooks experienced a moment of awe and true wonder, caught off guard by the darkness of this little town, contrasted by the brightness of the stars on that night. But more than anything, how this Advent story had been his story. Before traveling back to his church, he thought he would capture the moment by writing down some lyrics he hoped would become a song he could give to his church. So he grabbed a pen and paper, and he began to write down the following lyrics. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The year was 1868, and unbeknownst to Philip Brooks, those scribbled out lyrics would turn into the beloved Christmas hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which is still being sung today. I love that story. Long before Philip Brooks wrote that, there was another verse written about the same little town of Bethlehem. And it wasn't a song, however. It was a prophecy spoken by Micah regarding the hope that would come through that little city some 700 years before that first Christmas day. You know, in Micah's day, God's people, they really had a lot to fear. Israel was still in rebellion against God, and Micah didn't shy away from speaking about a coming judgment. It was harsh, involving Babylonian captivity and some really difficult years ahead. Yet, amid the fears, amid the darkness still to come, there would also be a sliver of some much-needed hope. Through this little city, Bethlehem, the Messiah would come. The birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, a humble and unexpected setting, it mirrored the fulfillment of Micah's prophecy, and it signaled the perfect timing and faithfulness of God. Think about that. Israel got this news 700 years before the Messiah was to come. Friends, that's a long time to wait. Yet, it was worth the wait, because God's timing will always be divine timing. As Paul says to the church of Galatia, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, Galatians 4, 4a. At just the right moment, through the birth of Jesus, we're reminded that the good news of God's plan and redemption has come into our story. So let this story preach to you today. Just as Micah's words were fulfilled in Jesus, may we find comfort and joy as we are reminded that God's promises are true, his words are trustworthy, and within this Christmas story, we can all be reminded that the hopes and the fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to remember that this is not just a story to be told, it is a story to be received. Breathe the wonder of this good news into our lives and hearts today, and may we exhale with joy the story to all we encounter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Well, here's your questions for today. Find the lyrics to O Little Town of Bethlehem and read them as a prayer. What lines in the song register with you? What hopes and fears do you hold that could be met in Christ today? Okay, come on. Verse number 5, number 162. Let's sing it together. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. The captives from their prison free, and conquer death's deep misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. For the awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.